Now, here's an interesting point about this whole matter of talking to or with God. A lot of times, you notice that that is the way the question was worded, talking to God. And we didn't have the word prayer introduced into the discussion yet. Well, we introduce it now. And this is something that Pew noticed, that 39% of the people who say that they seldom or never pray nonetheless report that they do talk to God. They seldom or never pray, but they do talk to God. Okay. Do you make a distinction between praying to God, talking to God, praying, talking with, versus talking with God? Do you use the two interchangeably, or are those two very different activities? Praying to God, talking to God. Asking you. All right. Here's another series of discussions with regards to whether or not people believe in God.
So for this research project, I went down to Sacramento with a couple of friends, and I wanted to know what people's opinions were on God and whether they believed in a God or not. Through anthropology, I attempted to do an unbiased study, although I am biased on the subject. I want to know what other people think.
Hey guys, so I'm here in Sacramento, and I want to be running up and talking to people and asking them a couple questions. One of them is going to be, do you believe there's a God?
Not particularly, no.
And because you don't believe in God, would you say that affects your everyday life?
Not really.
Have you ever gone to any sort of religious activity or anything?
Yeah, sure. Yes, when I was a kid.
Did it, so it didn't resonate with you? It didn't follow through, really?
Not really. I just kind of decided I didn't believe in it. And that's my personal decision. If someone does, it's cool. If they do, but I don't.
That wind was blowing a bit. Towards the end there, he was saying, it's cool if some do believe in God, but I don't. And he kind of seemed to be, best I could tell, you know, pretty much sincere about that. Hey, if others want to believe, he didn't seem to have a problem with it. And that's interesting because sometimes people who do believe have a problem with people who don't believe, and some people who don't believe have a problem with people who do believe. We've observed some of those discussions before.
Dan.
Cool. And Dan, would you say you believe in a God or like a higher deity?
I do.
And would you say that affects your everyday life? And how does it affect your everyday life?
It does. I think it makes me a better person.
My first question is, do you believe in God?
I do not.
And how would you say that affects your everyday life?
I think it does and it doesn't. I think there are times the topic comes powerfully into my life and my interaction with others. There are times I don't think about it. So.
Have you ever like been to any sort of religious activity, like a church or?
Raised in the church, very active in the church, and a very devout believer growing up. I like to say that the potency of my belief led me to not belief. So, yeah. That's putting it shortly.
There is God?
Yeah, I believe there's God.
Does that affect your everyday life?
Yeah, for sure. If I don't live for myself, I live for Him. Uh-huh. So I don't, yeah. So I'm not here on this earth to serve myself, I'm here to serve Him. So it changes my whole perspective on life.
I believe there is a God, and I don't know why I'm thinking He lives right over there, but I know where he lives is, you know, up there.
Sure,
big
yeah.
Time and out there.
And would you say he like affects your everyday life?
Yes. I think what I think is he threw an effector in there when he made me.
Okay.
And so he he didn't hang around because he didn't need to. He just went back to wherever, whatever happened. You know what I'm saying? But I think the effect that he threw into me when I was made is there. You know what I mean? It's not like, in other words, I don't think it needs to be increased. So why would he be here or whatever? But anyways, yes. I think.
So how does he affect your everyday life?
Yes, he makes me kind of like wonder, could I be doing better? You know what I mean? I was thinking, yeah, I could be. And so I try to, and then I go out and try to do better. And then if I do better, then I say, well, that's good enough. But I don't never look like, yeah, okay, that's good enough for me. But even if it is good enough for me, then I would still try to do better because I fear God, okay? Now, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I fear God big time. Like, wait a minute, he lit the match and everything's going south. But yeah, okay.
Thank you very much, sir.
Oh, you're welcome.
Wow, that's something. He put the perfecter in me, is what the gentleman said. To explore the U.S. public's beliefs. By the way, what did you think about some of those responses that you heard? Particularly the young man who said he did indeed attend church as a child, and he was a devoted believer. And this is what he said that really caught my attention. He said, the potency of my belief caused me to not believe. And he smiled when he said that, almost laughed when he said that. The potency of my belief caused me to not believe. I'll be honest with you. I was hoping that we would get more details on what he meant by that. The potency of my belief caused me to stop believing. I mean, if we were to just guess at what he meant by that, we could be all over the place. I would love to have heard him share more information about what he meant by that. The potency of his belief caused him to stop believing. All right, back to Pew. To explore the U.S. public's beliefs about God, the survey first asked very simply, do you believe in God or not? Those who said yes received a follow-up question asking them to clarify whether they believe in God as described in the Bible or they do not believe in God as described in the Bible, but do believe there is some other higher power or spiritual force in the universe. By the way, when they asked the question, do you believe in God or not, 80% of the respondents said they do believe in God. And then, of course, the clarifying questions. Do they believe in God as described in the Bible, etc.? Most people in the group, although only a slim majority, 56%, say they believe in God as described in the Bible. Those who answered the first question by saying they do not believe in God, and that was 19% of all respondents, also received a follow-up question. They were asked to clarify whether they do not believe in God as described in the Bible, but do believe there is some other higher power or spiritual force in the universe, or, on the contrary, they do not believe there is any higher power or spiritual force in the universe. And of this group, 10% of U.S. adults say they do not believe in a higher power or spiritual force of any kind. Back in just a few.